Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 466. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We have a special podcast for you this week. We're going to be talking about Apocalypse Meow, the benefit concert happening this weekend, Friday at Mills Records and Saturday at Record Bar. That is a benefit for Abby's Fund, part of the Midwest Music Foundation effort to supply healthcare for Kansas City musicians. To hear more about this, I've invited Rhonda Line on the line with us to talk about this project.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Thank you so very much for joining us. Let's start from the beginning here. What is Apocalypse Meow?
Apocalypse Meow is a benefit for Abby's Fund for Musicians Healthcare. It started in 2008 as a benefit for Abigail Henderson, who was a Kansas City musician. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and the music community really rallied to her side. We had so many bands that wanted to play. It ended up being a three-day benefit. So that night, Abby swore she'd give back to the community that helped her, and so she started the Midwest Music Foundation, and Apocalypse Meow became an annual benefit, and the funds were given to other musicians with medical emergencies. Sadly, we lost Abby in 2013, so we renamed the fund in her honor, and both Sandra Freeman and I made her promise to keep it going, and we're year 11 now, so we're really proud that we've been able to sustain it and grow the fund over all the years.
That sounds very good. What sort of help does the fund offer local musicians?
The fund is mainly designated as an emergency grant. So if a musician breaks their leg or is in the hospital for any reason, they can apply for a grant. And it's, you know, not a huge amount, but it's just something to help them out. We also guide them to other resources. Recently, the last 3 years, we've been working with a group called the Rock Docs. And these are physicians from the University of Kansas and the Wyandotte Community Health Council that actually came to us and wanted to help the arts community. So we've been doing more on the preventative care side there. We've done some free health clinics. They'll actually be at the event giving out free flu shots. You know, if anyone needs to talk to a doctor, they'll be there, and they can arrange follow-ups from that.
Again, that sounds just like a wonderful mission there. Are you able to help a lot of musicians in town?
It really varies. We've been really fortunate that everybody that's come to us, we've been able to help in some way. I think overall we've helped about 150 musicians, given out about 140,000. This year we're sitting at about 26,000. And as last year, I think, was over 30,000. It just kind of depends. You know, a lot of it's word of mouth. We're trying to get the word out there more and more. And if I see somebody on Facebook posting a picture, they're in the hospital, a lot of times I'll actually reach out to them and, like, let us know if we can help and help us spread the word, you know, that this fund does exist.
Again, just such fantastic work there. And I want to do everything I can to help you spread that message. I guess part of that is what's happening this weekend. Things start off on Friday night at Mills Record Company. What's happening Friday night?
Yeah, Hot Suede and the Whips, our Friday night lineup, and that's a free show. Judy's been really great to open up the store and just let us kind of take over for the night.
All right, well, let's play some music here. Folks that are listeners of the Too Much Rock podcast know my love for the Whiffs, fantastic local power pop, but this headlining band, Hot Suede, is something new to me. They're just a very rock and roll thing, is that right?
It is. They're a big, loud rock and roll band.
All right, well, then we'll start here. This is Hot Suede with the single, Forget About You.
You know how it is.
All right, that was Kansas City's Hot Suede with the song Forget About You. They're playing Friday night at Mills Records as part of the Apocalypse Meow benefit. We are talking about that benefit all day today on the podcast. And on the line with me, I have Rhonda Line from the Midwest Music Foundation. Hello, Rhonda.
Hey, thank you.
All right, before the break, we were talking about the Apocalypse Meow benefit and how this is the 11th year for that. And I guess with the benefit being around for a while and Midwest Music Foundation being around for a while, things have obviously grown and changed over time. What's that looked like?
Well, we continue to grow each year. We've added, it seems like we're doing events almost every weekend, and so many people, you know, want to do fundraisers for us or want us to help with volunteers for their events. So we stay really busy, and we're also growing. You know, Abby's Fund started out as just emergency grants. We've added the preventative care. We really want to add, in the future, addiction recovery services. We feel that's really important to our music community, and also dental. I've been looking for a dentist, so if there's any dentists out there that want to help with rock and roll dentistry, we're still kind of on the lookout for that.
Yeah, we've talked about that one, and that one is important for me as someone who has very nasty teeth. So we are in the 11th year of the Apocalypse Meow fundraiser. How is it different from previous years?
Well, it's a pretty similar format. We've been all over town over the years. We started out at Midwestern Music, Record Bar, and Davies the first year. We've had it at Knuckleheads, Crossround Station, Beaumont. When the new Record Bar opened, it was a perfect home. We love it. A great size and a great venue, and Mills Record and Midwestern Musical Company closed. They kind of took over hosting the Friday night show. So the format's similar. One thing we do have new this year is we're having a spoken word artist, poet Jen Harris. So that's straying a little bit from the rock, just straight music format. But otherwise, we'll have auction, silent auction, raffles. Similar format. The Rock Box will be out. That's, you know, they've been coming, this will be their third year, but we've really been encouraging people to take advantage of that because, you know, it's, they're volunteering their time and we want to appreciate them and keep them busy and show that we really appreciate them coming out to our event.
I just love seeing the Rock Docs at all these rock and roll shows. Definitely something that I think bands should take advantage of.
You can go see a doctor at a rock and roll show. You know, you don't have to go into a clinic or a hospital. You could actually go talk to a doctor and they're super cool. I know a lot of the musicians that have come to our free clinics are actually using one of the Rock Docs as their provider now, so they've, for their regular health care.
And you said there's preventive stuff happening with the Rock Docs as well. Are they going to be doing flu shots this weekend?
We do. We have 40 free flu shots, so get there early and get a flu shot.
All right, so get there early on Saturday. Saturday is the big day, right? So you've got the acoustic stage with Kelly Hunt, Jen Harris, the spoken word artist you mentioned, and Ims playing at 10 o'clock. And then on the main stage, you've got Chase the Horseman kicking things off, then Chris Meck and the Second Sons, Bacon Shoe, and then the almighty Trouble Brothers, who I haven't seen. But I haven't seen most of those bands. Chase the Horseman is an interesting one to me, and I dug out some music online, and I'd like to play something here. Have you? What can you tell me about Chase the Horseman?
Oh, he's great. He's been in a lot of different acts. He was, I think, in Clear Audience. I'm not for sure if he was in the Atlantic too, but he does a lot of screenplays and just kind of jack of all trades. And I saw him at Middle of the Map with this, I think it's the same band that's playing, and they were really good.
All right, well, no more introduction needed then. This is Chase the Horseman with Modern Ruins.
They never see.
All right, welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 466. Today is a special Too Much Rock Podcast as we're talking about the Apocalypse Meow benefit that happens this weekend in Kansas City, Friday night at Mills Records and Saturday night at the Record Bar. On the phone here with me, I have got Rhonda Lyon from the Midwest Music Foundation telling me all about the benefit. Hello, Rhonda.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we don't have a whole lot of time left here, but I want to make sure and give you a chance to tell people how they can get involved. Other than coming out Friday night to Mills Records or Saturday to the Record Bar, how can people get involved? How can they volunteer? How can they help?
Well, if you go to our website, MidwestMusicFoundation.org, there's a volunteer button on there. There's a button you could become a member for $25 a year, and that gets you discounts and into some of our shows for free. We also have a list of all our other events through the year. So if you can't make it out this weekend, hopefully you could make it to another event.
All right. And I know you asked to get this in here. It's important to mention the sponsors because they make this happen. Who is on board this year?
Oh, well, Too Much Rock, of course. Boulevard Beer has been very good to us. And actually, we got a grant from the city this year, the Neighborhood Tourist Development Fund. That's really helped out with this event. It pays for a lot of the expenses. Scene merch. We're going to have some really cool new merch this year. The Bridge, Jackson County. We've got some funding for Abby's Fund that has really allowed us to grow that fund and do the preventative care clinics. And we have a couple of cool raffle items. KC Music donated a guitar and Scarlett Amps. We have a super cool little one-of-a-kind amp that he built out of an old signal generator. That I don't play guitar, but I want it because it's so cool looking.
Well, it does sound neat. Maybe I'll outbid you on that one. Is that part of the auction or is that part of the raffle?
Those are on the raffle. So, okay. We do have a lot of cool auction items too. I think I just put them in my spreadsheet. We have 85 items right now.
85. Okay. Well, it sounds like I will be walking away from that silent auction with a few things I didn't know I need, but all for a good cause. Before we let you go, though, we got to play one more band here on the podcast. I want to ask you about this band. The name of the band is Bacon Shoe. They are a hip-hop band in the most absurdist way possible. And they surprised me that they are playing this. Have you seen the band live?
I have. They actually played the very first Apocalypse Meow and also played the very first, it was called Mid-Wasteland Takeover before we changed the name to Midcoast Takeover. And the owner of the bar was not particularly happy that they were cooking bacon on stage. It was a fancy bar with like table service and a bathroom attendant, and I don't think they'd ever seen anything like that before.
Well, I've seen a lot of shows, and I don't know that I have ever seen anything like Bacon Shoe before. As you mentioned, there will be somebody on stage cooking bacon, a man in a giant furry costume with a dog head, actually.
Mr. Ruggles.
All right, well, there you go. Mr. Ruggles it is. Mr. Ruggles will be on stage cooking bacon with Bacon Shoe Saturday night at the Record Bar as part of the Apocalypse Meow benefit for Abby's Fund. Thank you very much to Rhonda Lyon for being here talking about the benefit for us. And we're getting things here with a not rated PG song from Bacon Shoe called Fuck Kenny Rogers.
I can't go on living like this. Being a gangster really affects your mind. I'm always thinking that someone's going to kill me, or that I'm just going to break out and bust a cap into somebody else. My gang member friends aren't even really my friends. Fuck Kenny Rogers.
You still smoking that PCP? You make you stupid, man.
Nah, I don't fuck with you. This is weed. Pee-wee smoke that stupid shit. I don't.
You seen any gang members around?
Me? I ain't seen any gang members. You see any gang members?
Strum in the pang, and I don't give a goddamn. I'm not in the gang, I got a big white fang. If you a master shredder, then I will be Krang. Standing in the welfare line, drinking tang. I got a big bag of smack, so I'll give it a bang. And then skip probation and go to Da Nang. And your mom's there, I'm gonna hit her boom tang. Have her screaming, oh, leave the bees the king. Cause I'm moving from the front to the back, back to the front. Pumping that ass while I'm smoking a blunt. Have her dripping like a 5-gallon bucket of Hunts. Playing Robotron while she's licking my chunk. Fuck Kenny Rogers. He can't do what I do. And fuck Lou Diamond Phillips. He can't do what I do.
bitch from the spatula hut. It's just a trick asshole with a big old butt. Ooh, ooh, spatula butt. She made me stink it with the spatula before I can nut. Now I'm riding with my friend in an 80s S10. Drop top bins, making real fat bins. Triple gold Daytons and 100 spoke rims. Smoking Black and Miles and eating Slim Jims. Rolling down to Westport to pick up a sack of some dope ass chronic from this guy that's black. Nowadays everybody wanna walk like they got somewhere to go, but nothing works out when they move their hips because their feet just slip and they're falling all over. So ride the poop shit destroyer. It's time to get a lawyer and go down to the park, get drunk till dark. I wanna fuck that bitch from Lewis and Clark. Fuck Fred Savage. You can't do what I do. You can't do what I do. Check it out. Fuck Kurt Cobain and his wife and Nickel Caddy and Batteries and Mickey Mouse and Clint Eastwood and George Lucas and Al Gore and Gene Fonda and Tina Turner, Elizabeth Taylor, and fuck Rage Against the Machine and Smashing Pumpkins and fuck Prince and Martha Stewart, Sinead O'Connor, and fuck Coy and Vance Duke and David Hasselhoff and that guy that played Rick on Magna P.I. and fuck Hulk Hogan and fuck Jack Hanna and Captain Planet and the Planeteers and Frieza and Zubily Zoo and fuck Bjork and Andre Agassi, Meatloaf and Mr. Drum and Rammstein, and fuck Randy Travis, Patrick Swayze, and that truck driving movie they were in, and fuck Paul McCartney, and Metallica, and Dave Mustaine, and Ted Nugent, and fuck the NBA, fuck the WNBA, harder, and fuck the Snapple girl, Vince Neil, and every hair band from LA ever, and fuck Scrappy Doo, said fuck Scrappy Doo, I said, and fuck Scrappy Doo, I said. Fuck Kenny Rogers. He can't do what I do. Diamond Phillips. He can't do what I do. He can't do what I do.
I don't know, man. I don't know about this younger generation, homie.